Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
You are a natural beaut. You are a natch beaut. Oh yeah.
Honeys, hello. Welcome to Natch Beaut. My guest is Cody Heller. You're going to love her. But before we get to Cody, I wanted to do a little election time, election 2020 special segment up at the top. And the person that I have with me, you might know him because he's the luckiest man in the world because he's been quarantining with me for 6 months straight. He's past guest of Natch Beaut, Ben Sheehan. Hello, Ben.
Thank you so much for having me.
I made you do this.
We didn't have to say that, but yeah.
Sure. No, but it's you wanted to. Yes. Okay, well, Ben, thank you for being here. I'm pretty sure all the honeys heard your episode, and they, you know, support you, and I know you're very grateful for that support.
I am extremely grateful for it.
You're the official resident politics and civics consultant on Natch Beaut, and because of that, I was wondering if I could take a few minutes of your time so you could help me and the honeys with some upcoming election stuff.
I would be happy to do that.
Okay, great. The first thing I want to say, because this is Natch Beaut, I guess there's some big news in case anybody missed it, that you are no longer my boyfriend.
That's true.
Because you proposed to me.
I did.
So now we're getting married.
We are.
I thought that was important to
mention.
Yeah, no. Are you excited about that?
I'm extremely excited about it. I can't wait.
Yeah. You're so sweet. Okay. Do you have any skincare products, updates you want to share with us? Because your skin is looking really pretty right now.
Yeah. I mean, I think the big product update is that I'm drinking maybe 5 times more water than I ever have in my entire life every day. Mm-hmm. And I'm noticing a huge change. And I think that I've been completely dehydrating myself for the vast majority of my life.
And why are you drinking more water?
Because you encouraged me to do it.
Because of our motivational water bottles.
Mm-hmm.
So this is big. I've sort of mentioned this on Natch Beaut, but yes, I received one in the mail as a gift from a brand. And then because you saw me doing it, you were like, I want to do that too. And then you ordered one off the internet for yourself.
Yes.
So these are water bottles that have times on the sides of them, like time tabs. And as soon as you drink, can you explain it better?
Sure. It's basically, there's a certain amount of water you drink every hour or two. So make sure they're hydrated throughout the day. So I think mine starts at 7 and goes till 8 p.m. and you have to refill it twice. So it makes sure that you're constantly hydrated throughout the day consistently.
And that you get the amount of water you're supposed to have every day.
Right.
And it is an interesting experience because you realize, oh, wow, I did not drink that much water before.
Not only did I not drink a lot of water, I realized I was drinking maybe 20% of what I was supposed to drink. And on top of that, having coffee in the morning and having maybe a glass of wine at night. So, definitely way more dehydrated than I realized.
Well, your skin looks so nice.
Thank you.
And you bailed on the retinol. You're not even
bailed on the retinol. Yeah. So what I'm using is the Tatcha oil cleanser at night.
Yep.
Really love it. I spot treatment before my moisturizer now because it's, you know, getting the medicine down there. And I use an Effaclear Duo 5.5% benzoyl peroxide. But the order of products is changing the game for me.
Yeah.
I still use my Berlin Skin. Love that.
Berlin Skin Sandalwood Cream.
Berlin Skin Sandalwood Cream.
You love that cream.
I love that cream. I use it morning and night, especially at night. And honestly, it has changed my life. I realized that skincare is not just what you put on your face. It's what you put in your body.
Yep. With that water.
That water.
Well, enough about your damn face. Okay. Let's talk about the election. Okay.
You did ask.
That's true. I know. And you did great. I just want to point out, I think you know that a lot of honeys have readjusted their color palettes because of you. Did you
really?
Know that?
No, I didn't know
I've
that.
Gotten a lot of messages. So you're a niche influencer too.
A color influencer.
Okay. So early voting for the election has started in 7 states, Ben, as of this week.
Actually 8.
Well, tell us what those are.
If
so
you,
listen up, honeys.
If you're listening to this right now, mm-hmm. you can vote in Pennsylvania.
Okay.
Early voting is open in Pennsylvania. So it started on Monday.
Okay.
So you can vote in Pennsylvania.
Mm-hmm.
On Friday, so this comes out Thursday, yes. right? Constitution Day, the 17th.
Yes.
So Friday, the 18th, starting that day, you can vote early in Minnesota, South Dakota, Virginia, and Wyoming. On Saturday, you can vote early starting in Michigan and New Jersey, and Monday, Vermont.
That's a lot of states.
So we're talking 8 states, a full 16% of states. By Monday, you will be able to vote early in those states.
So why should we all be voting as early as possible? I've heard you say that a lot. Why? What is the importance of us doing that if that is open to us?
It is extremely important because this year we have a very unique situation with regard to vote by mail,
mm-hmm.
which means that there is a chance people who vote late and vote by mail because of mail delays could have their vote not get to the registrar in time and not get counted.
Mm-hmm.
And again, it's all at each state has their own process. So some states you have to have your ballot postmarked by the election. Some states you have to have your ballot received by your county registrar on election day. So because of that, you don't want to risk your vote not happening. Or if you wait until election day and you go in person, and there's like a 7-hour line or something, you don't want to risk that and right. potentially leave the line. So if you're planning to vote by mail, if your state allows it, vote as early as possible. Request your ballot as early as possible. If there's a chance to vote in person early, do it as early as possible. Get it out of the way, because what's going to happen is we're likely not, I'd say we're almost guaranteed, we will not know the winner of the presidential election on election night, and probably not the day after, and probably not for several days after that. So to make sure your vote is counted, you have to vote as early as possible in your state.
So don't put this off like you do your credit card bill, honey. Okay, as soon as you get that ballot, you send it in, you fill it out. Don't dilly-dally, is what you're saying.
I'm saying that. I'm also saying you probably shouldn't put off your credit card
bill
either, but
I agree, but I'm just saying, sometimes if you're like me, you get a bill and it's daunting, so you just let it sit on the table for a while, and then a few days in, you're like, okay, fine, I guess I'll be an adult, I guess I'll deal with this. Honey, open the damn ballot, fill it out.
I feel like we now have to have a conversation separate from this about what bills are sitting on our table, but other than that.
Yes.
Yes.
This isn't about us,
it's
Ben.
Not. It's
this
not.
Is bigger.
It's about all
okay,
of us.
So everybody fill it out quick. How do the honeys in those 8 states request their early ballot?
So you can go to omgwtf.vote
okay.
and click on register to vote.
Mm-hmm.
And you can do 3 things when you do that. You can see if you're already registered, you can register to vote, and you can request an absentee ballot. Plenty of other sites also do this. You can go to vote.org. You can go to a ton of places, Vote Save America, Spread the Vote, but you can do it on OMGWTF.
And that is your website, just
that
to be
clear.
That is my
website. Yeah.
Okay, I was about to say, let's call it what it is, honey, self-promotion. Okay, we love. Let's talk a little bit about poll workers. I talked about this on Nash Butte last week. I do have an official website for y'all, workelections.com. But you are the reason that I've mentioned this on Nash Butte. So tell us the kind of honeys that are out there that should do this if they have the time. You were saying like younger people, like tell us like what would be the impact of being a poll worker, why it's important.
So many poll workers, and maybe many of the honeys have noticed this if they've gone to vote in person at the polls in the
past.
They're
old as fuck.
They're old.
Yeah.
Many of them are 60 plus, 65 plus.
Yeah, because they're probably retired.
Because they're retired.
Right.
And they have the time to do this. This year, because of the complications of COVID-19, a lot of those people are not going to be volunteering at the polls. So we're going to have a massive shortage of poll workers, which means longer lines. It means longer delays. It means potentially even some polling places having to shut down if they don't have enough volunteers. So by volunteering to be a poll worker, you are helping ensure democracy, making sure polling places stay open, making sure they're staffed more days, that they're longer hours, and also making sure that the lines aren't crazy long. Because if, you know, we all show up in a polling place and there's only one volunteer there because not enough people volunteered, a lot of us are not going to be able to vote or having to wait a really long time to vote.
Yeah, what if I have to pay? I'm going to leave.
Well,
you
yeah,
know?
I think you could probably, if you could probably get somebody to hold your place in line and just go to the bathroom and come back. You just asked nicely.
You know what, Ben? This isn't about me. I've made that clear, okay? So yeah, I want my honeys out there on the front lines being poll workers. I think that's exciting.
I think it's a great thing for the honeys to do.
And I know they're going to do it. Okay, Ben, help us with job titles. This is a presidential election year, but there are lots of other jobs on the ballot of importance. And if you're like me, sometimes you're like, I don't know who any of these people are. I'm just here to vote for the president. But your whole life's mission is to get everyone more civically engaged and know who we're voting for, why we're voting for them, and to know what these jobs are. So I'm just going to give you a couple. So currently, California is on fire. Oregon is on fire. We're having major climate change issues. There's a
Washington, too. Washington's really
Washington is on fire. There's a tropical storm brewing in the Gulf. There's a lot going on. So I personally really want to see some action taken for climate change in the state of California. And a lot of the honeys probably agree with me. What job handles that? Who should we be looking out for on the ticket?
So there isn't a election for governor this year.
Yes.
But the governor has a lot of power over how the state handles the climate crisis. In addition to the governor, your state legislators are really important. The people who actually make the laws in your state, they can pass environmental laws at the state level.
You're talking about the
I'm talking about
Congress.
Your state. No, I'm talking about your state legislature.
Oh, got it. Yeah. So not in D.C.
Well, they can, but who knows? I mean, what I've seen, I think we can all agree that not a lot is happening in our Congress right now. It's a lot of fighting. It's a lot of partisanship, bickering. It's one branch of Congress passing a bill and the other not passing it. So just not a lot is happening.
Yeah, it's a really shitty volleyball game.
It's a
you know,
it's probably the best description of Congress I've ever heard.
Oh, thank you. That's why you're marrying me.
So your state, your state legislature, so the people who meet in your state capital and make your laws for your state. So your state representatives and your state senators are incredibly important to know. They can make laws that help fight against the climate crisis. Your attorney general in your state, and so again, some of these positions might not be up this year depending on the state.
But is ours in California?
Attorney general is not up, I don't believe, no. Our attorney general is a guy named Javier Becerra. And the role of the attorney general, I think it's about 10 or 11 states that have attorneys general races. And the role of the attorney general is many things, but it's basically the lawyer for all of us. And one thing that the attorney general can do is hold companies accountable if they pollute. So if there's a large energy company in your state, an oil company, a gas company, they can, that attorney general can sue that company for violating environmental laws.
Which they all do.
Which many of them do. Yeah.
Yes.
So you're going to want an attorney general who's actually going to uphold both federal environmental laws and state environmental laws. And then, yes, of course, your senator is important at the federal level, your U.S. senator, your two U.S. senators if you live in a state, your one U.S. representative, and obviously the president as well.
Excellent, Ben. Thank you. What if we want to see some racial justice in our state? What are some of the jobs on the ballot we should be Googling and really researching who we're putting in those positions?
So if you're looking to hold police officers accountable for not just negligent actions, but illegal actions like murder, you are going to want to pay attention to a couple different jobs. Number one is your district attorney. Like your state attorney general represents all the people in your state, your district attorney represents all the people in your district, which is usually your county. So the state attorney general is this, the lawyer for everyone in the state. The district attorney is the lawyer for everyone in the county. So law enforcement, you know, sort of oversight, at least from a legal standpoint, starts with the DA. So when you see these horrible videos of people getting murdered, at the hands of law enforcement, the person that is the first to prosecute and hold those officers accountable legally
is
the district attorney. And there are many DA races up all across the country.
Is ours in California?
Yes, it is a huge one, actually.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
That Jackie Lacey lady.
Jackie Lacey versus George Gascon.
We have the same name, but I think that's all we share.
I believe that is correct. Yeah. She's not doing her job in holding officers accountable. And then also the sheriff is elected in if not every county, the vast majority of counties. Again, the county level is really important for holding police and law enforcement accountable and overseeing law enforcement. So the sheriff, in addition, again, your state attorney general. So if your DA doesn't prosecute the officers for, you know, their crimes, your attorney general can do that. So
I wish I was a sheriff. That's a cool job.
It is. It's pretty,
it would be a very difficult, stressful job, but in theory, like, I'm the sheriff in town. Like, that sounds cool to say.
Yes, it does. And it's also important to look at your city. If you live in a large city, sometimes your city has its own, police force. And so the police chief is someone that's appointed by the mayor. So pay attention to your mayoral race. If you have a mayor up, and also your city council members. They're the ones who fund police departments. And same thing with your county council. This issue is really largely influenced at the county and the local level.
So there's two guys running for president.
Mm-hmm.
And in your opinion, which guy, there's two options, which guy has a more aggressive climate change policy? Out of our two options, we have Donald Trump and we have Joe Biden.
Right.
I personally am trying to live to see my kids go to school. I'm trying to make sure there's enough water for everybody. Who out of those two guys would you say is taking this more seriously?
So I took the liberty of pulling up both of their climate policies mm-hmm. on their websites.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, I'm looking at Joe Biden's climate plan.
Mm-hmm.
He has a lot of really good stuff on here. He's pledging a massive amount of money toward investing in green energy mm-hmm. and green jobs. He wants to make the United States carbon, not only carbon neutral, but on relying on green energy and renewable energy, 25 years from now.
Mm-hmm.
He wants to re-implement a lot of the Obama era environmental laws and policies, really policies at the executive level that have been taken away by this current administration.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that he put out a climate plan a few months ago that was, activists like the Sunrise Movement and others said didn't go far enough. So what he did is he conferred with a lot of activists and he put together a very aggressive climate plan that is a complete, almost a reversal. It goes so much further, arguably further than any climate plan in previous history. So, and it's very prominently featured on his website. The current president's climate plan, I'm at right now, it says energy and environment. Mm-hmm. So it lumps energy and environment together. They're related, but mm-hmm. they're separate issues.
Mm-hmm.
And he talks about, number one, he's going to, lease 78 million acres in the Gulf of Mexico to oil and gas for drilling.
Is that a lie? Is that really on
there? It's literally the first thing on his website. The second, these are accomplishments. These are things that they've already done.
Oh.
President Trump and his administration are increasing energy exports, including coal and fossil fuels from the United States. Creating more jobs in fossil fuel industries, thousands of more jobs in fossil fuel industries, approving oil pipelines, reversing Obama's ban on new leases for oil and gas development on federal lands, meaning that, you know, national parks or land owned by the federal government, you couldn't drill for oil and gas. Now you can.
Are we going to see some oil drills in Yosemite or what?
I mean, we might. To be quite honest with you, I'm not exaggerating it when I say the entire page of energy and environment accomplishments is literally just accomplishments around expanding oil and gas and subsidizing the oil and gas industry. There's not a single thing about cleaning up the environment or making the environment safer for people.
Okay, so I think that answers my question.
I think it does.
Okay, honeys, you heard it here first. My last question. Today is Constitution Day.
It is.
And I know that's a big day for you.
It is.
Why is that a big day for you?
Because I wrote a book. Mm-hmm. The book is called OMG WTF, Does the Constitution Actually Say?
Mm-hmm.
And exactly 233 years ago today, the Constitution was signed. And that is why it's Constitution Day.
Benjamin, thank you very much for your help.
Thanks for having me.
I speak for everyone when I say, I just love you so much.
I love you too.
I just love you so much. Okay, now let's get to the episode.
Oh yeah. Oh, yeah. Every day is so wonderful.
then suddenly I need sunscreen.
Sunscreen.
Now and then I put on serum to keep me sane.
Sane.
It's all the same.
It's all the same.
I'm natch beautiful, no matter what they say. Words can't cream my neck down.
No.
I'm natch beautiful in every single way. Yes, words can't cream my neck down.
Cream my neck down.
So won't you cream my neck today? I'm pretty happy with how that went, considering.
I loved it.
Thank you. And your add-ons made the piece for me.
Oh my God, I'm so flattered.
They made the piece.
I've been creaming my neck a lot lately, so it's actually really just very relevant that's the song that you, those are the lyrics that you chose.
I strive to be relevant.
I've just gotten into neck cream very recently, so wow.
Well, you know what, Cody? Hold it, because I got to introduce you real quick,
but
I'm excited to hear that you're enthusiastic about my work. Welcome everybody to Natch Butte. I'm so happy to be here right now. I love my guest already because, you know what? I love all of my beautiful, unique flowers on my episodes, but I have a comedian on today and I haven't been able to like really cut loose. So honey, get ready. Welcome to Natch Butte, everybody. I'm your host, Jackie Johnson, the Beauty Talk Shock Jack, your queen of creams, your host with the most serums, formerly the freshest fringe on the West Coast, but currently growing out my fringe on the East Coast, your favorite over 30 niche influencer, your kooky Southern aunt and the pop punk princess. Welcome to Natch Butte. Oh my goodness, I'm so excited about my guest today because, as I said, she's funny. I love a funny guest. I need to cut up today, okay? My guest today is a writer, but more importantly, a comedy writer. And she has a new series. It is called Dummy, and it is on Quibi, okay? She wrote it. It's very much based on her real life. Anna Kendrick plays her. I mean, how cool is that? It's exciting. We have a lot to discuss. She just said she creams her neck, so she's already in the club. Welcome, please, Cody Heller. Hello.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
I am so excited to talk to you. Just based off of your series, Dummy, I already know we're going to be fast friends. So welcome. Thank you for coming on Natch Butte.
Thank you for having me. I'm a big fan, and I'm very
love
excited
that.
To be here.
Oh, well, that's a win-win for me. If you're a fan, you probably know I'm going to ask you the Natch Butte intro questions. First one is, what type of skin do you have?
I would say I have sensitive skin. Reactive, a touch of the rosacea, and then combo. I get kind of an oily T-zone, dry in other places. But I will say that I, for years now, have been going to this amazing dermatologist and doing laser treatments, which have saved, like, I used to have a really, it wasn't even rosacea. It was just that, like, one side of my face was always so much redder than the other side.
Mm-hmm.
And I do these clear and brilliant and then the V-beam lasers, and they have changed my life. Really, truly changed
my life.
That's
exciting. I did clear and brilliant 3 times, but I went to kind of like a con artist place
and
I don't think they did a good job.
Oh no.
You think I should do it again?
I when we say our goodbyes, I'm going to give you my dermatologist's info because he's amazing. And he's just the best. He's truly like,
wow, I'm excited. I typically don't trust men when it comes to medical things, but you know what? If it's a wreck, it's a wreck.
Well, I mean, he's a gay man. I mean, I don't think he would mind me saying that. I'm not going to say his name because I don't want him crowded with calls, but I don't either.
I want my own appointment. You know what I mean?
I'll hook you up. He's truly the best.
Cannot wait. That is exciting. I need a new derm. Listen, my dermatologist has been giving me the runaround. She's like, we only pretty much do cosmetic now. And I'm like, what am I going to do about this boil on my ass?
Oh, no. He treats everything. Like, if I have an acne outbreak, I call him up and he'll prescribe me something over the phone. He's the homie.
Okay. Can't wait.
Yeah.
My second question, I've been throwing in a wild card question for every guest, and I decided to ask you once again because I know we are both. Did you graduate high school 2004?
You know, I don't even fucking know because I like graduated like a semester early. So I was born in 85. So probably same year.
So I'm born end of 84. So I'm just assuming like we had a very similar like high school experience in terms of pop culture.
Yes.
So I wanted to ask you, what's your favorite Christina Aguilera song off of the Stripped album?
Fuck. I'm going to disappoint you really hard right now because I have to say, in high school, and I mean, my whole life, I was a little bit more of like an alt, not alt, but yeah. I was really into Ani DeFranco, Tori Amos, like more that kind of stuff. I never really got into Britney or Christina. The song you opened with was the Christina though, right?
Yes.
I love that song. Is that off the album?
I think saying beautiful is a perfectly okay answer.
Okay, I'm glad.
I respect that.
It wasn't like I didn't like them. It was just I already had my own thing going.
You were focused on your own interests and honing in on that. Yes. And I think that's great.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I'm glad.
That was not disappointing at all. In fact, I would argue that's even more exciting.
Oh my God. Okay. I'm loving everything you're saying. This is making me feel great.
Perfect. That's what Nashville's all about. Okay. Last question. Everybody gets this. Favorite thing about yourself.
Okay. So this can be anything. It can be physical or
mental. It could be anything.
I would say my favorite thing about myself is my empathy. I honestly find that every person I meet, I like have something by the end of a conversation. I'm like, oh my God, I love that person. Like I feel, and it's not just bullshit. It's not just like I'm a schmoozer. It's like I genuinely can connect with people very easily and find stuff that I love about them. And I'm just, what is that test? The Myers-Briggs.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a campaigner. That's my, I don't remember what the letters are.
But you know what's interesting? That's what my fiance is.
A campaigner?
Yes.
What are you?
I'm ENFP. This is so funny. This just came up on another episode of Nash View. And what's the name of mine? Mine has a name, but mine's like an entertainer thing.
Okay.
ENFP. EN. So you're one letter off from me.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. What is mine called? Mine has like a thing.
I love the name.
Oh, wait. I'm a campaigner.
You're a campaigner?
You're an ENFP. Oh my God. That's me.
Oh, my God. I love this.
Oh my God, so many celebrities match us.
Oh my
Robin Williams, Sandra Bullock, Dr. Seuss, Alicia Silverstone, Regis Philbin, rest in peace.
Oh my God, I love it. I love campaigners. We're great. We truly are great.
Oh my gosh, I think because Ben is like in politics, so I just like thought that he was the campaigner, but no, I'm the damn campaigner.
You're the campaigner. Oh yeah.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Oh, yeah. This is a perfect segue. The first thing I want to discuss with you, we have lots of beauty to discuss, but I also really want to talk about Dummy, which is your series. I love it. Can you maybe tell people who don't know about it sort of the premise of it?
Yes. So basically, and thank you for loving it. That means so much to me, truly.
I just love, you know, it's a female friendship story, but it's also a story of a woman sort of exploring her own sexuality, her own kinks. Like, and I feel like that's very rarely done in a way that is funny, approachable, empowering. And that's why I enjoyed it.
Oh, thank you. Well, that. You know, I won't say that was the goal. The goal when I first wrote it was literally just okay, it's a long story. I'm going to try to condense it into...
Yeah, and for people who don't know, like, what it's about, maybe just give, kind of the log line of the show.
Okay, so basically, it is semi-autobiographical. When I first started dating Dan, my now fiancé, at the beginning of our relationship, like, literally probably second date, we were just like, we in the past have both done relationships in a way that hasn't necessarily worked out for us. So like, let's try doing it totally differently. Let's be really fucking honest about everything at the top of things. What kind of porn do we watch? What are our kinks? What are our fetishes?
Yeah,
what are our
lay shameful, it all out.
Like, what are our most shameful secrets? All the things. And one of the things that came out that it wasn't really a secret. When he had his podcast, he would talk about it. So it wasn't like a huge secret or anything, but I didn't know about it. And what he told me was that he had a sex doll. And I, you know, it was our second or third date. I laughed it off. I was like, gave her a fake name and just would joke about it. And it, you know, in my head, I was like, it's just like pornography. It's an inanimate object that he uses for masturbation. It's not a big deal. I'm very highly evolved sexually and I'm sexually liberated and this is no big deal. And then the more serious our relationship got and the more time I was spending at his house, I found myself like, I couldn't stop thinking about this doll and where she was, what closet she was in. I wanted to see her. I would have these weird like dreams that like she was coming to life and she was just like taking over my subconscious.
Consuming, yes.
Yes. And at the same time, it coincided with me needing to write a new script because I had been a TV writer, but I had a writing partner and now I was writing on my own. So I needed a new spec pilot. So I just decided to write about what was going on in my head at the time. So it's basically, the show is a buddy comedy about a woman named Cody, and she's dating a guy, Dan Harmon, and she finds out in the pilot that he has a sex doll, and the sex doll, she for some reason is able to hear the sex doll and talk to her, and no one else can hear the sex doll, just Cody. And at first they're kind of enemies, and then they're kind of frenemies, and then they're friends, and then they're writing partners. And you know, she's Cody's id, she's a part of Cody. And so it's really about, you know, it's that voice that every woman has in their head, every person has in their head, but especially women, which is that voice that tells you you're not good enough when you look in the mirror, tells you you're not pretty enough, you're not funny, you're not, you know, you're just not enough.
Right.
And the idea is, what if you befriended that voice and became friends with it instead of let it kind of eat away at you? And so it's a story of female friendship, but self-love and self-acceptance. So yeah, and it's on Quibi, and it's 10 episodes, but they're short episodes because of Quibi. So it's kind of like the equivalent of a feature-length movie if you were to binge the entire thing.
Well, that was perfect. So let's talk a little bit about the process of the show, because there are some like fun details I wanted to talk about. I guess we first have to talk about, you know, the fact that you have Anna Kendrick playing you. That is fucking cool. For people out there who've always imagined like who would play me in my autobiographical movie, like I feel like it's such a fun sort of process. Like, how did you pick her? How did that work out? Did you have a list of like five actresses you wanted? Like, I'm so curious. Because for me, I'm like, who would play me in a movie? I don't even fucking know where to start.
Yeah, it's interesting because, so originally I wrote this thing, like the original pilot, I wrote it, you know, 4 years ago, a long time ago. And at first it was just supposed to be a sample and it wasn't going to be a real thing. And I left our real names in and whatever. And then it got set up at TBS. TBS was doing this late night, like they were trying to do this new late night programming thing. So it was going to be a 15-minute show. I wrote 7 15-minute episodes. I was going to play myself. Dan was going to play himself. And we were set to go. And then the whole thing got canceled. Like, the whole block of programming died. So I was like, okay, that sucks. But I was already writing on another show.
Right.
I moved on.
This is what writers do, everybody. You move on quick because this is the day in the life.
Exactly. I grieved it a little bit. I was bummed out. But I was also like, okay, I'm working on this other Showtime show. It's fine. I'm right. good. And then like a year later, I get a call from this guy, Colin Davis, who was the executive at TBS and who's the greatest executive I've ever worked with, because he left TBS to go work at Quibi, and he basically brought the scripts over and just showed them to Jeffrey Katzenberg, and Jeffrey Katzenberg loved them. And it was like the most surreal, insane meeting of my life, where Jeffrey Katzenberg was like quoting lines from my scripts. And
I was like, oh my God,
this is so, so amazing. And basically they were like, we want to make the show, but part of Quibi is like, we really want to get big names, big actors. And I was like, okay. A lot of the content of the scripts, though, was about body image stuff. And in real life, I have big natural breasts that, like, they're not fake. They hang and they're big. And so there were a lot of jokes about my curvy body, and the doll was always kind of calling me fat and stuff like that. So I was like, I don't know who has, like, the body. Like, I don't know what actress has a real body type that would work for what the current scripts are. So I was just like, right. I don't know. And someone brought up Anna Kendrick, and I was like, well, she's just so skinny. Like, I don't know how those jokes are going to work, you know? And they were like, just meet with her. She read the scripts already. She really loves them. So I met with her for dinner, and that dinner turned into like a 4.5 hour, just like immediately we just totally became best of friends and just like same sensibilities taught. We just told each other all our, like, kind of like my early dates with Dan, where we just started telling each other like all of our
kinks.
Does
she have a sex doll in her closet?
She has several. She's like totally, you know, I had seen her in Pitch Perfect, and, you know, I knew she was a great actress, but
she's very charming, though. She really does have sort of this disarming quality, and that's what makes her characters really kind of make you feel. So I totally get that. Yeah. Maybe she's an ENFP too.
She might be a fucking campaigner for real.
Wow.
So I basically, in that meeting with her, I was like, look, I love that you get this show, and just, we just really got along so well. But I was like, look, you know, in the script, there are lots of jokes about like body image and the doll calling you fat and all that stuff. Like, I want to know for real, even someone as small as you, do you have days where you look in the mirror and have that voice in your head saying like, oh, you have cellulite, you're a fat piece of shit? And she was like, every day, absolutely. And I was like, so you would be cool with leaving these jokes in? Like, I actually think it's funnier, the fact that you are so thin, that your inner voice is still giving you a hard time about not being perfect and whatever. And she was like, absolutely. And so it was just kind of one of those kismet things where, like, I, you know, after that meeting, I was just like, because not only was she going to be playing me, but she was going to be an executive producer as well. And I was like,
oh, nice.
I really want to make sure that whoever this person is, we can be truly partners in this. And it was an incredible match. Like, she was so incredible to work with. She's an amazing actress, like, so amazing with just like every time she would do a take, it'd be like, you'd be like, wait, she's acting? It seems like she's just talking for real. Like, she was just, blew my mind in how incredible she was.
That's also, though, tribute to you for the words.
Oh,
but
thank you.
Give it to her. She's good.
She's amazing. And then
I heard she's very petite. Is that true? She's like 5 feet?
She's like, I want to say maybe 5'4" or something.
Okay.
But she's just like little. She's little.
Everybody is smaller than you think. Like,
I know.
And celebrities are so short.
Yeah.
I'm 5'10", so like everybody's short to me. But.
Oh my God. No, I'm like 5'6". She's shorter than me, but she's not like teeny tiny. I think she's like 5'4", maybe. And then Meredith Hagner, the woman who played Barbara.
I'm obsessed with her.
She is unreal. Like,
she's
so fucking
probably
funny.
My favorite new actress.
She's
like
incredible.
Everything she does is so funny. For everyone who doesn't know who she is, she's on Search Party. She's like the blonde girl on Search Party, and she's on Palm Springs, which, if you haven't watched Palm Springs on Hulu, please watch it. I highly recommend watching it without watching the trailer first. Just dive in. It's a really good movie. I mean, like, probably the best movie of the year.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
She's so funny. Like, everything I've seen her
so
in,
great.
She kills it. And when I found out she was the voice of the dummy, I was like, oh, this is a home run.
She's incredible. And she wasn't just the voice. She was there on set every day. We used her face with tracking markers. And she had, I mean, she impressed me so much, because on the first day, I was like, hey, I know this is kind of crazy to throw at you on the first day, but I just found out we had so little time to prepare because we were kind of working around Anna's schedule, and we had an 18-day shoot, and everything happened so fast. And I was like, our visual effects supervisor has just informed me that you really can't move at all. Like, you have to, she had to remain perfectly still and just use her face to, you know, express herself.
Right.
And she was amazing. And some of the best lines in the show are improvised things that her and Anna their rapport was amazing. And they were so funny together. And it was just like, it was a magical 18 days. I really wanted as many women as possible, especially in the department heads. I was like, it needs to be a female director, it needs to be a female DP. Like, this is about, you know, the female gaze, and it needs to be that way. And just had an incredible, it was amazing. And I'm really proud of the show, and I hope people watch it. I know Quibi has had sort of, you know, been shat upon a little bit on Twitter, but they really do have some great shows. And I have to say, like, they let artists make stuff that they want to make. They really are not like a traditional.
And that's rare these
days. It's so rare. They're not like a traditional network where they're just slamming you with unnecessary notes. They really are so just there to support the artists. So
that's awesome. So everybody, if you haven't already, download,
check it
Quibi
out. And I think it's a free 2-week trial still, so you can do it for, I don't even think you have to put in your credit card info. You can just sign up, get 2 weeks free, check out Dummy. There's some other really funny shows and some other really like good. There's this one show called, I think it's called The Stranger, but it's like really gripping and like a kind of a horror thriller thing. But yeah, check out Quibi, guys. Check it out while you know, you can put a mask on, put a face mask on, 10 minutes, one Quibi.
Why not?
Perfect.
Yeah. I mean, don't act like you have something better to do right now, honestly.
Exactly.
I know what y'all are up to.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's awesome. I'm very excited that we got to talk Dummy, but this is Nash Butte, so we need to get into some Nash Butte topics.
We got to. It's necessary.
The first thing I want to ask you is, I noticed on your Instagram that you've been getting into at-home workouts during core.
I have. Did you see my fail? Did you see my massive fail?
Yeah, but like, honestly,
I've gone viral. I've gone viral. I'm on America's Got No Talent. It has been my dream to go viral. And honestly, I'm glad it happened. I'm really glad it happened. I for those of you who don't know, follow me on Instagram at normalheller. Basically, I've been trying to do pull-ups. I bought one of those bars that you put in the doorway.
I've had one of those at certain points in my life.
People warned me. I'm not going to lie. People warned me. They said, those things aren't reliable. You can fall. Yeah. Be careful.
Not very stable.
They're not stable. People warned me, and I was cocky. I got real cocky, and I was like, I don't care. I'm fine.
Where'd you get it? Bed Bath & Beyond, 20% coupon, something like that?
Amazon. I mean, I know it's not cool to order from Amazon anymore, but I'm not going to lie, I still have been ordering from Amazon. And
I know, it's hard to go cold turkey.
It really is, especially during quarantine.
Yeah, you realize how dependent you've gotten on it, but I've cut way back.
Then you see that he made fucking $73 billion or something during quarantine. It's a mess. But anyway, so I bought this pull-up bar. I started... I was cocky because I've been doing a lot of planking. My main workout has just been planking 3 minutes, five times
a day.
That's
really impressive, honestly.
That's a 15-minute plank if you add up. So I was like, I have so much upper body strength now. Like, I'm going to be able to do a pull-up. This is going to be easy. Try doing it. Can't even get it. I mean, nowhere near. So then I read up online. I find out, okay, this is what you kind of have to do. You got to do these things called negatives, where you start at the top, you put a stool to help you start at the top, and then you slowly lower yourself down on a count of five, and you do those until you build up the strength. So I've been doing them, putting them on my Instagram to kind of hold myself accountable, because I know, you know, there's more chance that I'll commit to it if I'm like, oh, I'm showing the world that I'm committing to this thing, which is, you know, probably very unhealthy, but it's the truth. So I was doing them, and I've been doing them for maybe a week, and getting better and stronger, and people were like, yeah, you know, totally supportive and really nice, and everyone was like, yeah, you're gonna be doing full pull-ups in no time, it's amazing. And so on, I think it was Thursday of last week, I go to do it, I'm pulling myself up, and I fall, just the whole thing rips out. I fall straight on the stool. Thank God I had moved the stool slightly right before. And I think if I hadn't done that, I probably would have broken my back. Truly.
Yeah, you could have paralyzed yourself.
I got so lucky. I just have two tiny little bruises on my butt, and that's it. Oof. And I'm actually fine. And I'm waiting. Now I ordered one that mounts into the wall or the ceiling. So now I'm gonna do that the proper way, and I'm gonna get back on the saddle, man.
Ain't gonna slow you down. No. You're not gonna let injury.
If anything, if anything, going viral for a pull-up fail has only made my will to do pull-ups stronger. I'm going to be...
I appreciate that, because think of the before and after video. Think of the inspirational TikTok you could post.
Oh, you're right. You're so right.
You know, after the fact. So I think that's exciting. So before Quar, were you into the planking and things, or was this sort of like something to do while stuck in the house?
Before Quar, I was into this place called Quar Power Yoga that's hot yoga. The class that I liked was called Yoga Sculpt, and it was with like... I think you have like 5 pound hand weights and you do yoga, but you're incorporating the weight. So you're getting a little sculpting of the arms. Mm-hmm. And that was just my workout. I wouldn't do it often. I'm not, you know, there are definitely times in my life like where I just don't work out at all. And I'm just a piece of shit about it. And it's not even about my body. I'll just realize like, wow, I feel bad right now because
I
haven't moved at all. So I was doing the Quar Power Yoga and I was loving it. And then quarantine happened and I at first tried to do I know everyone's been doing like the videos and the, you know, and I tried to do some and I'm so bad at motivating myself to do it that if it was like, oh, I'm going to do an hour long yoga class by myself, like I just didn't have it in me. So I wasn't.
That's what
doing
I
it.
Do too. I get bored and turn it off. I'm like, nobody's here to hold me accountable. Who cares?
Exactly. That's the, you know, when I was going in person to the class, it was like getting to the class was the hard part. And then once I was there, I'm like, okay, I'm going to do it.
Right.
So I was, for the first couple months of quarantine, I was just really sedentary and just feeling like really just not good.
Same.
So then I bought a trampoline, a mini tramp, because that was kind of like a thing that I was seeing. And I started doing that. I have big natties. I have huge, big naturals. So I had to do like 2-3 sports bras right. with the trampoline. But I was still like, this is killing my back. So trampoline was a no-go.
That's interesting because I'm pretty small-breasted and I love a trampoline moment.
You love a trampoline.
Yeah, why not? Because yeah. I was doing a trampoline last year and I got super into it, but you know, I ain't got those big natties.
Yeah, no, so. I mean, if I didn't wear a bra and I tried to jump on the tramp, I would knock myself in the chin. Like, I would be like, yeah. But the tramp was no good. And so then I just started being like, you know what? I'm writing some different things and I have my little routine of the day. So like what I'm going to do is I'm going to break up into little sections. Like I'm going to do a 3-minute plank and then I'm going to write a scene. And then I started getting into these little other things. Like I bought, this is going to sound crazy, but it works. I bought the old school Suzanne Summers Thighmaster.
What?
And I'm not messing with you. It works. It works. All my life, I've just had, I don't have the greatest thighs, and yoga, all the things never helped to sculpt my thighs, squats, whatever. This thing works. It comes with 2 separate things. One is for the
Did
inner thighs.
Did you actually buy the Thighmaster?
Yes. On
like
Amazon.
Licensed?
Yes. It's Suzanne wow. Summers.
Is it,
a young
is
Suzanne.
Is it used or new?
It's new. They
still
sell them.
They're
still
in production?
Yes. And they are amazing. They also, I have seen now that they have like other brand, like other, you know, versions
like
of
knockoffs.
It. But
yeah.
You got to get the original, I say.
I'm honestly really surprised because
works and it has several different workouts. You have the inner thigh and the outer thigh, but then not only that, you can use, you have arm exercises you can do with it. You can do crunches with them that really like stabilize your core. I am such a fan. And then I bought this other thing. I forget what it's called, but it's basically it's similar to a Thighmaster, but just for your arms and your like chest. And that really works as well. And then I got this thing that you put between your thighs and it's this little clamp thing and you squeeze your butt together. It's like little wings. Again,
like a butt
Amazon.
Clamp.
Yeah. And it lifts your butt. And so I just do like 50 of each of these things per day. Then I do my planks. Then I'm doing my pull-ups. And
you got your own little gym going there.
I got my
own
little gym, yeah. And I love it. I love it. If I know I don't have to be like committing to a long workout and it's just these little spurts throughout the day. And then I feel energized after. Like after I do my plank, I'm like, okay, like back to it. Let's write about more sex dolls or whatever I'm writing about. But yeah, I love it.
I'm intrigued. I'll be honest. You've sold me because
I really think
I've been trained to think anything sold on television is not going to be good.
I know. I'm telling
I've been
you
burned many a time by many very convincing QVC hosts.
I know, but I am telling you, I will pay for your Thighmaster. In fact, I will pay for it. That's how much I believe in this thing. I'm telling you.
You need to become a Thighmaster ambassador and get an affiliate code.
I need to do that. When you go on Amazon and read the reviews for Thighmaster, by the way, it's like 5-star, like there's thousands of reviews.
Wow.
And a lot of them say, you know, there's a reason this thing has been in production for whatever, 30 years. Like it actually works.
Wow. Yeah. I'm absolutely shook.
It's amazing.
I feel like my mom had one, you know, like maybe I'll just see if my mom will like send me her dirty old one.
Yeah. They could last forever. They're great. And you just sit there and you don't, I was doing 50 and then I was like, you know what? I'm just going to time how long it takes me to do 50 and add another minute. And I'll just do it for like, whatever, 2-3 minutes while I'm watching TV, while I'm listening to Natch Butte podcast, whatever, like just, and you just do it.
If the honeys would Thighmaster while listening to me, I would be so honored.
Oh my God. The honeys got to. They got
to. That's like mind, body, nurturing yourself from head to toe.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
All right. Well, you know what? You're very convincing. That must be why you're a campaigner.
I'm a campaigner, baby.
Because listen,
honey, I can't help it.
You know, you're now influencing the Over 30 niche influencer. That's a big deal.
I can't wait for your Thighmaster journey. I really can't. You're going to love it.
I'm down to try it. I mean, I'm just like you. I'm stuck at home myself. And I was doing some weight lifting, but I realized I didn't know how to lift weights. And I kind of went in cold turkey and I fucked up my back. I mean,
really?
I was having these crazy headaches and I was like, why does my head hurt so bad? And then my fiance was like, does this hurt? And he'd like press and I literally started lifting screaming.
You were lifting with
it. I fucked up my neck.
Because I also do some barbell just weights with my arms. And the planking has really helped because it's trained my back to, you know, because of the big naturals, I do have a tendency to like use my shoulders and be bad about that, but it really helps with the planking. And now when I do the biceps and the triceps, I'm like way more.
Yeah. He taught me the tricep one. Yeah. You know, we're trying to just keep our minds in order. For me, like you said earlier, if I just sit around the house, I start getting depressed.
I get so depressed.
I can't sleep. And then, so I started like doing a little cardio. Like I said, some weights and stuff. I slept better. I felt happier. So it really is like just for your own mental health other than, cause I don't, you know, we don't tell women on Natch Butte that they need to fix their bodies. Like we aren't about that life.
Hell no.
We just want to feel good.
Yeah. I know it truly for me was just a mental thing. I was just starting to feel so depressed and I was like, it's because I haven't moved. I've been lying in bed and going from the bedroom to the kitchen. The only movement I would get is like walking the dogs around the block. And
all right. But well, no, I got to order damn Thighmaster.
Just to add to that, hell no to the conforming to traditional beauty standards, because I am all about, I mean, that I think is the most important thing to me as a writer and a filmmaker and a storyteller is I want to tell stories that help women to not see themselves just through a male gaze, because I think that is such a big problem. I know like the newest playmate, the August playmate in Playboy this month is a woman with beautiful big natural breasts and a real body. And I was thinking to myself, had a young Cody Heller, if I had been a teenager and I had seen that, I would have had so much less like issues my whole life, because I would have not thought something is wrong with my body. I would have thought, oh, I'm beautiful just like her. And I think that so much of why we are in the place that we are as women and why we try to conform to these standards is because men have controlled how we see ourselves over the years. And they are the ones who put us on screen as the way that they want us to look. And as soon as now with more women being in control behind the scenes and having power to tell our own stories, we can start to say, no, this is beautiful. There's a million kinds of beautiful bodies. Here, all of them are. You can be huge and beautiful. You can be small and beautiful. You can be disabled and beautiful. You can be all of these things. And so, yeah, I think for me with the working out, it really is just about a mental thing. And I embrace your natural
and also,
beauty. Natch Butte.
You know, again, same age, you know. We have to reprogram ourselves from like the early 2000s and late 90s, you know, programming we received. And that's been this really beautiful journey I've been on. And I know a lot of the honeys have been on it as well. So, you know, we as women, we evolve, we grow, we change. And I think that's beautiful.
Yes, I totally agree.
And here
we
are, hun.
And I mean, just me, you know, I've noticed on Instagram, I just over the years have started following more like plus size. I'm using quotations because a lot of them are, you know, still very right. small, but following women with not the bodies that are, you know, the Victoria's Secret insane bodies that we were fed in the early 2000s is like, that's what you should look like. And just that act of following those beautiful women
yes.
with all kinds of bodies has made me love my body more because I'm reprogramming. Like you said, I'm reprogramming yep. my brain to say, oh, these are all so beautiful. And that is like, that's so important. And I think that our generation is going to be our generation and the generation right beneath us will be the ones to change that and to be like, fuck you, patriarchy, beauty standards right. that make no sense.
Yeah, I recommend that too. If y'all haven't already, really diversify the accounts you follow.
Yes, it makes
such a
difference.
That's with everything. That's like social justice, racial inequality. Like just really, if you notice all the people you follow kind of look alike.
Yep, problem.
Just step out a little bit. Yeah. Just step out a little bit, you know?
I think this time that we're going through is, you know, historic in so many ways, but like, I've just been taking myself, holding myself accountable and looking at the ways that I can be better. And like, for example, right. I was bragging before of like, oh, on Dummy, I had all these women as department heads and it was mostly female crew. But you know, when I look back, I'm like, how many of those women were white women? Like I need to do better in how I'm hiring crew members and people so that I'm including all kinds of people and not just, you know. And so I think that has been a really great, this is such a great moment for all of us to do that inner work of like, how can we individually yes. do better and rise to the occasion to, it's up to white people to fix racism because we are the ones that made it so, not black people.
Yes.
They don't need to fix anything.
Yes. Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Natch
you know what
Butte.
I love? We don't know what direction this show is going to take, but we love it
know.
All, huh? But this
know.
Is all Natch Butte. All this has been Natch Butte. So, okay, we have a few things to discuss. I'm going to let you pick because we're not going to get to everything, and that's okay. You're going to have to just come back.
I love it. So, I have to come back after you've done the Thigh Master for a little bit so we can
I can't
compare
wait.
Notes. Yeah.
That is done. That's happening.
Okay.
Okay, so I did send you an article about how to shower properly.
Proper shower, yeah.
So we can discuss that. We can also go through some of your products if you have anything you'd like to show me. And then what we have to do is I have a vibrator that I purchased that I would love to do a review with you about.
I would love that.
So that's happening. Would you like to do products or would you like to talk about the shower article?
I mean, I think I'd like to do products just because
I
love products
so much.
Let's
do the products. This is Natch Butte.
I love products. I do.
Okay, then let's hear it.
Okay. First of all, I want to start with like not all of mine are Natch. They're all
That's
Butte,
fine.
But they're not all Natch.
Let me tell you something. This is a very common misconception. And
yeah.
I don't know, maybe I should start saying this at the top of every episode. Natch Butte means natural beauty within you. It means every one of us is a Natch Butte.
I figured that. I just wanted
yeah.
to make sure, like, because I have
a chemical
heard some episodes.
Ain't going to
you know.
Kill you, hon.
Yeah.
I do have a lot of quote-unquote natural shit, but I also
yeah.
have a lot of quote-unquote not natural shit. So don't ever feel ashamed to come to me about anything. I'm here for everybody, you know. So that is a common misconception. Natch Butte is about your natural beauty, not about natural beauty products there.
Love it. Love it. Okay.
Yes.
So let's start at the top.
Yes.
These days I am loving Youth to the People cleanser.
Yes.
Loving
yes.
it. It's just,
is that the like spinach one?
Yes. Spinach and kale.
Okay.
Loving
I've heard
that.
About that. Mm-hmm.
Then what I do. Sometimes,
is it foamy?
Yes.
Okay,
I
need
foam.
A good cleanser.
I love a foam. I can't.
Yeah.
I've tried doing the oils. I need to get that clean. I need to get.
Yeah.
I don't want to be dry, obviously, but I like after a shower to immediately moisturize, like
mm-hmm.
anyway. So it's,
yeah.
you know, if I'm a little dry for a second, it's fine. So I
yeah.
do that. If I exfoliate, which I don't do too often, I'll do that like once a week, is this, I think it's called the Zoe. Z-O, let's see, I took a picture of it so I could tell you. It's
Does that
Zoe.
Cleanser get your makeup off all the way?
Yes.
Okay, that's impressive.
But I do have to say, I haven't been really wearing much makeup because
right.
of quarantine. And
right.
so, and I think I started Youth to the People like around quarantine. So I haven't had like a full face of makeup to
But
wash
does
off.
It get rid of mascara?
Yes.
That's my number
it
one
does.
Thing. Okay,
it does.
Excellent. Good
and
to
then
know.
The Zoe by Zen Obagi. You know that, like...
Oh, honey, where'd you get that?
This was from my dermatologist.
Because that ain't cheap, sweetie.
It's from... Well, this... Actually, they have a small size that's not that... I want to say it's not that expensive. The exfoliating polish.
Now I want to know who your dermatologist is, because Obagi is the good good.
I love this stuff because my skin is so sensitive that if I use it too abrasive of an exfoliator, I am just a mess. So this is like gentle enough, but does also help, especially if I've done a laser. After a couple days, you kind of have like the skin that comes off. So this helps to like gently remove that dead skin.
Is your dermatologist Dr. Obagi?
No.
Okay, no. So you're not that bougie, because I do know friends that go to him.
No. My dermatologist, you're going to love him. He's truly the best. Okay, I've sent so many people to him. He's amazing.
Is he on the east side?
Yes. Ish. He's like Larchmonty area.
That's even better for me, sweetie.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Then what I do, this has been a new thing that I've been doing recently. After a shower... While I'm still wet, before I emerge from the shower, before I put on a robe or anything, my legs, cover them in either jojoba or almond oil. Just on the
straight
wet
up.
Skin. Straight up on the wet skin.
Oh, baby.
Then I let that dry for a few moments before I don't even dry with a towel. Then I just dry off enough that I'm not going to slip or anything. Put a robe on and let that soak itself into my skin while I do my face stuff.
Yeah.
It is so helpful because I get very dry skin on the back of my legs, and then at night I'll like itch them until they bleed, really disgusting. So this has been hugely helpful, like so much better than cream or lotion for me. But doing it on the wet skin is the key. Makes a big difference.
And then we robe up like we're in a spa.
Then I robe it up. Then Then I'm really into for hair. I'm really into this.
You have beautiful hair.
Oh, thank you. I mean, you can't tell right now, but thank you.
I've been looking on your Instagram, though. You got some good DNA on that hair.
Thank you. I mean, it's not Topanga hair, but it's I got some. I got
not
some
bad,
hair.
Though. Pretty you close.
Know what it is I take a supplement that my hairstylist recommended. I don't think you would be able to take it because you're vegan, right?
Nutrafol?
It's not Nutrafol. It's bone broth. It's basically bone broth, but just in a capsule form.
Yeah.
Bone broth capsules. And I take six of them a day. And it really helps.
It's because a commitment.
I was wanting to grow my hair longer. And I was like, it's taking so long. And she was like, try this. And now I've been taking it for years. And I love it. But I love this K-Pak Joico conditioner. I think it's a luster lock color therapy. Even though I don't color my hair, it's just really moisturizing.
Wow, you don't color your hair? That's cool.
I don't. I haven't for a... I used to, and then I haven't for a long time.
That's impressive.
Thank you. For skin. So this is my norm... My favorite thing that really makes a difference, because like I said, I tend to get redness. This stuff is called Skin Medica Lytera 2.0, and it's a pigment correcting serum.
Ooh.
And I use that night and day. It's moisturizing.
Is that from the derm too?
From the derm.
Yeah, because that's
But you can
fancy
buy it
too.
Online. You can buy it online. Very moisturizing. It is expensive, but it lasts a long time. You just need one pump. And if you have like uneven skin tone, if you have age spots, if you have sunspots, whatever, this stuff is amazing.
Wow. And so being sensitive, that doesn't irritate you?
No, does not irritate.
Okay.
I use
That's
it day and night.
That's a good sell right there.
I love it. It's Lytera 2.0. It's Lytera. I've been on it for years now, and it's amazing. If I do want to incorporate a retinol, on top of that, I will at night use the Rejuvenate Alpha Ret Skin Better. Another thing from my dermatologist. And then I have the SkinCeuticals Floratin CF gel. What else?
Ooh, see, so is that like a moisturizer, the gel?
The gel, so they have like the serum and then they have the gel kind. I have both, but I really prefer the gel for my skin. The serum, for some reason, doesn't really...
You
like,
take your skin seriously.
I do.
Mean, you got the derm, you got the Clear and Brilliant lasers. I mean, honey.
I've been doing it. And then I have two neck firming creams. One is from the derm called Sente. That mm-hmm. one works great. And then I just bought like a cheapy one on Amazon, and honestly, it works just as well, I think. So just neck cream I find has been making a difference. And then I have this Athena Eye Perfect eye cream.
Uh-huh. I've heard of that.
I like that a lot. Mm-hmm. And then I also have the Fresh Creme Ancienne eye cream. And then for makeup, if I'm going, like right now I'm not wearing anything, but if I'm going out of the house, I will wear the Tarte BB cream. Mm-hmm. It's a tinted treatment primer, but it's honestly like it has SPF in it, color, and I honestly don't even own foundation anymore. I just use that even if I'm going to an event or something. I just use that. I just put more of it on.
Okay, so the coverage, what would you say, like a medium?
Yes, but it's like it keeps you dewy and it has an SPF. And then if you are going to an event and you need more coverage, you just kind of build it up a little bit more. Yeah. But it's like, I love it. It's great. I'll buy like three at a time just to have them.
Yeah, that's a good tip, because I've been realizing that I want a little coverage with my sun protection.
Yeah.
Like, I've been having a hard time like kind of deciding what to buy. So you might have got me with that one too.
I love the Tarte. The Tarte.
Yeah.
They have a couple ones. So make sure you get the one that's the Tarte BB.
Is it like Rainforest of the Sea or something?
No.
Okay. They have a whole line of Rainforest of the Sea.
Oh, really? No, this is.
I didn't just make that up.
Well, I like it. This is what it looks like. Can you see it?
Oh, yeah. Okay. So it's the one with sort of faux wood tube bottom. White tube with a faux wood.
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
And then this stuff I found recently and I'm obsessed with. It's called Rituel de Fee. It's a little black compact, and it's the color is Nymph Inner Glow Cream Pigment. It's just like a red, basically, little color, and you can do it on lips and cheeks.
Oh, is that what you have on right now?
That's what I have on right now.
Ooh, pretty.
And then I also have another similar thing for lips, Kaja.
Ooh.
And it's just it's a dark color, but it comes on, it's like a stain.
Like a berry.
It's like a berry stain. I love stains. I can't do anything other than a stain for lips because it just, I hate anything glossy. I hate like getting my hair stuck in it. It's nightmare.
Yeah.
Nightmare. Let's see. Is that everything?
Are your eyebrows naturally that good?
Are you serious? I've been trying to. I haven't done anything to them since quarantine started. I used to. What's it called? Thread them.
Mm-hmm.
I've been trying to grow them out. Yours are amazing. I thought you said that you had. I heard on the podcast that you had like overplucked and fucked yours up. They look amazing.
Yeah, I mean, if I got a little closer, you'd reveal the truth. But I have microblading that's 4 years old and has bled all over my fucking face, and it's
really?
A mess. I just had Kelly Baker on, who this hasn't come out as I'm recording this, but she's like the Kardashians brow gal, and we got into it about the brows, and it's a really exciting episode. If
oh
you're
God,
hearing
I
this,
can't.
You've probably already heard it, but you have not heard it yet, Cody, but I like shoved my face in the Zoom and like showed her my eyebrows, and it was really, it was a really big moment for me because, you know,
cathartic.
I have such eyebrow issues. Like,
but
I just
your
feel
eyebrows
like
are amazing. I mean,
they're fine.
To me, they
they're fine. I mean, they're fine.
Well,
but I like you, I haven't touched them. All I've done is pluck the middle.
I'm trying to grow mine out more. I've tried every serum and nothing does anything.
I feel the same way. She has a serum that she claims will help.
I want more right here. I just want them, you know, to fill in a little bit at the bottoms. And but yeah, I don't do anything to them, except I used to thread them, but just, you know, a little bit to, but now I'm like, I'm never going to do anything to them again.
Right.
I just want them as bushy as possible.
Right. I want mine to take over my whole face.
I want mostly eyebrows to be my face.
I just want, when I walk in the room, people think, how did that bush come alive?
That's exactly what
Who
I want.
Who is that bush walking?
I want it to be like two sculpted thighs from the Thighmaster just an eyebrow atop each thigh.
Yes, yeah, like a topiary of an eyebrow.
Yeah, and then maybe some hair.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, we got to have cute hair.
We got
to
have big hair, and then that's it.
Yes.
That's all I want. My other secret, I will say, is that I suffer from migraines, really terrible migraines.
Yeah.
Not
that's
so
not
much
good.
Anymore though, because I've been seeing a neurologist who gives me Botox for my migraines that is covered by insurance. And there's 31 different places where they do the Botox, the pinprick. It's your shoulders, your neck, your scalp, around your ears, but also your forehead. So I got free Botox in my forehead.
Do you have to go every 3 months?
Yes, every 3 months. Yeah, and if I don't, I start getting migraines. Like, it truly it helps so much. And insurance, it's amazing. It's amazing. Yeah.
That's awesome. I mean, I'm happy to hear that. I've only had a couple migraines in my life, but like, I can't imagine having them constantly.
They're
awful. I have so many friends with them, and they're debilitating.
They're debilitating. I will say the Botox has helped reduce them by like 85-90%.
Wow.
So I still get them occasionally, like around my period, but then I have pills that can help kind of quell them.
Right.
But it's made a huge difference. But also, it's weird because when I first got it, I was like, wait, I have no, I can't express myself with my forehead anymore. So I actually had to ask her to go a little higher up because I was like, I want to be able to at least show concern with my brows. Yeah.
See, I've been Botoxing on and off since I was probably 31. But I usually would only do it maybe twice a year. I got a good amount of it in January. So then when Quar hit, I was like, I haven't had any, and it's so weird to look in the mirror and like see full range of motion of like my whole eye area.
Yeah.
And I've just really settled into it. I'm like, I look in the mirror, because, I'm like, hi, crow's feet. How are you?
No, it looks, your skin is amazing and it looks great because you don't, when you're not moving, you have zero wrinkles. And then when you move, you have expression.
I'm pretty lucky that I haven't gotten a forehead wrinkle yet. I am pleased about that. You know, God blesses all of us with different things. You got big naturals. I got a forehead with no line in it at 35. You know, we're doing our best.
I mean, we're just honeys trying to make it in the world.
We're just honeys trying to make it. That's all we are
trying to do. Oh yeah.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Oh yeah. Do you want to know about my vibrator?
Yes, I want to know so bad. I'm really curious if it's the same one that I am really into, but it's probably not. But I'm very excited.
So I'll just start at the beginning. So in January, before, you know, everything hit, I was at the Indie Beauty Expo, and they always have like a lot of woman-owned brands, and the sex category has really started to expand. So like there's always like dildos, vibrators, lubes, like pussy weights. There's all kinds of things. I ran into this company. It's called Dame, D-A-M-E.
Oh, I've heard of Dame. Yeah.
It's a female-owned brand, which we love because men profit off of our pussies.
Yes.
Men are trying to, you know, a lot of the sex toys out there, a lot of the vibrators out there, they're made by men. So I love when a woman owns a sex toy brand because, you know, she knows what's going on. So I saw this in January and was intrigued, but it took me until probably a month or two ago that I was like, you know what? I'm in Quar. Why not get my jollies off?
You
I'm going to finally buy this.
You deserve
it. So let me just show it to you.
What?
Yeah. So let me explain. I believe this is called their Eva 2. What this is, it's made for people with vaginas that also get penetrated. So this hooks, it has two hooks. It hooks into your pussy. And then it has three settings. So basically while you're getting fucked, this sits on your clit.
Oh, wow. Wow. Where
right?
does it
because,
hook into?
So basically, these two little hooks, for people, nobody can see this. My Patreon, you will get to see this, patreon.com/JackieJohnson. But basically, you put it in like this, and then you let go, and these hooks
and
kind
so
of
it sticks
stays
to the vulva
into
walls.
Your pussy.
Okay, that is amazing. I need that.
So
you can put it...
Let me finish the review. First of all, I don't know like how big people's pussies are.
That looks
I
a feel little like large.
I have a pretty average to above average size pussy, I would say. Like just based on my own personal research, I'd say I have like slightly bigger than average quote unquote pussy, right?
But are you talking about the vulva or are you talking about like the hole itself?
I'm talking about the vulva.
Okay.
Okay. So I feel like if you have a tiny little pussy, this probably would be too big for you, maybe. And if you happen to have a larger pussy, this might be too small. I don't know.
Interesting.
Right? Because they don't have sizes.
Right.
So I was really excited about this. I was like, I'm going to get my fuck on. You know, for again, for people who have penetrative. Like, I was like, this will be fun. Because if you've ever, like, used a vibrator on yourself,
wow,
you got to keep your hand on it. You move around. Like, then you're focusing on the hand and you lose. So I was like, this is genius, right?
Yeah.
First off, it got lost in the mail. I was really excited. I literally was counting down the UPS like any minute now. And then it went lost. I emailed the company. I said, hey, it went lost. And I don't really appreciate how I was treated. I feel like they kind of wrote me off and was like, no, no, no. UPS is behind. It'll come. And I'm like, no, no, no. It literally said it was going to be here today. And then all of a sudden it reset and it does not have a time. And I went back and forth and they just stopped answering me. So
damn.
I was pissed.
I don't like that. Damn.
I emailed them from the @Natribute email, yeah, which I did sort of as a move because I'm like, do you know who I am? Like, yeah, I'm the over 30 nation. Like, I could have made them a lot of money. So I was a little pissed.
Yeah.
So then just to make a point, I asked for a refund, expecting them to be like, no, no, let us send you out an overnight one. And they go, here's your refund. And so I was like, what? So then I didn't want them to think they got the upper hand. So I ordered one from my boyfriend's name.
Oh my God, I love you.
And I had it sent to the other address. We're going back and forth all summer from his parents' house to their beach house. So I had it sent to his parents' house. Oh, I was like, you know what?
Genius.
You're not going to get me. You're not going to think I'm getting my money. I was being kind of a brat. So then it came and I was excited about it. And I'm going to say I was a little disappointed.
You are.
I just feel like it doesn't stay on there as much to like really get you off. Like it says on there, like wear underwear with it to add extra pressure. And I'm like, I'm not going to wear underwear. I'm getting fucked.
That's crazy.
So I just feel like in terms of the pressure, you have to kind of have pressure in order to make it really work.
So it's
and
no
once
better
again,
than just a regular
exactly.
vibrator. It's okay.
Exactly.
Well,
so I'm a little disappointed, to be honest.
Okay, I have to tell you, I have recently fallen in love, for real, with a vibrator.
Yeah.
It's called Maud, M-A-U-D-E, like the name.
Love the name,
And the website is just getmaud.com.
Cute.
They just have one vibrator. It's very simple. The brand
they're like,
is
we
very
don't need
simple.
Other ones.
They just have one.
This
it's
is all you need.
Very simple. It's just shaped like a perfectly sized thing. It comes in a cute little canvas bag.
Cute.
They have lube. They have a candle. They have like a couple intimate products. The vibrator is the best vibrator I've ever had. I used to be a Lilo girl. I had all the different Lilos. This Maud, I am just... I love it. I mean,
so what makes it superior?
It's just very simple. It has three settings.
Mm-hmm.
It fits in my hand really well. Like it's just very comfortable for me. Like I'm a clit girl. I don't ever go dildo inside or anything like that. So it's the perfect just like size and perfect vibration. Like usually the second setting is kind of my go-to.
Mm-hmm.
It's just so simple and sleek looking. I like how it just doesn't even look like.
What color is it?
It's just like a beige. It's just very.
Okay, cute. We love a neutral.
It's very neutral. It's very
we love
like,
that.
It's just very simple and classic. And like, it works better than any other vibrator I've ever had. And it lasts longer. Like the charge lasts longer for me. And I just love the simplicity of it. And like I had tried some of the Lilo, like the clit specific ones that like glom onto your clit and like suction it. And I'm like, oh, I hated
yikes.
Those. I did not like those at all. So the Maud has been my go-to for a while now. And I truly love it.
I mean, that's really good to hear. I was really wanting something that was hands-free.
I know.
I was really like, I thought that could be really revolutionary. They also made this one that's kind of flat. So we can like, you can lay it flat on yourself while somebody's, you know, on top or whatever. And I almost bought that one. It sort of looks like a big potato chip.
Interesting.
But I'm just really disappointed in this one, to be honest. And the fact that they were a little rude to me,
I don't
really
like that at all.
Me.
I've had a great, great customer service experience with Maud because my friend bought one And I guess it like stopped working. Something was malfunctioning and she reached out to them and they immediately sent her a brand new one. Just like no questions asked. Didn't need the old one back. Just like they're...
Wow.
They love
their
customers.
They were like, donate this to somebody in need.
Yeah. Yeah.
An extra one. This is why women need to check in with each other. You know what I mean? Because I feel like it's quarantine. You know, if you live alone, if you live with a partner, it doesn't matter. This is a great time to like explore your body. If there's something that you haven't prioritized yet in your life, because I certainly didn't do that for a long time in my own life. Like this is a perfect time to do that. Like figure out what you like, what feels nice and get yourself off. Like why not?
Oh yeah.
Well, I'm here for this mod. So you've now sold me on three items.
So the Thighmaster, the mod,
the
and what's the other one?
The tart.
The tart. It's great.
Yeah. And I might get that. I might get the Youth to the People cleanser. Why not?
I love
just
that
do
cleanser.
A Cody Heller special.
What cleanser are you using right now?
I mean, here's the real tea. Okay. This is an attribute. We're telling the damn truth.
Yeah.
I did not plan on being on the East Coast for 4 months, but that is what's happened. And I did not plan. I didn't bring anything. Like I ran out of all my shit.
Yeah.
And I have so much shit in LA that I've been like too cheap to like invest in new products. So I've just been using like my mother-in-law's Cetaphil. Like
Cetaphil's
whatever's lying
fine,
around.
Though. Cetaphil is fine. I mean, I...
Right. I mean, I don't use anything that tests on animals. So like, I would never normally buy it, everybody. Just nobody clock me.
Right.
I'm just saying, like, I'm using whatever I can find.
Yeah. Because no, Youth to the People,
I keep thinking I'm going to come back.
Right.
You know? I'll be back in LA soon.
I think the Youth to the People is animal cruelty-free.
Yeah, yeah,
I love it. It's really good. And before that, I was just using, you know that brand Simple that they sell at, like, drugstores? They have a foaming cleanser that I really liked that I don't know if they test on animals, but they...
I don't either.
But
I don't
that
either.
One's
I don't
want
to say they don't and be wrong, but I do. I love a drugstore option, you know?
I know. It's nice.
Cody, we could keep talking, but you know, Nash Butte is an hour-long show. You're going
to
have to come back.
I'm going to
do Thighmaster, and we will do a recap, and I will keep you posted on, like, my clit...
Yeah.
Products, you know, anything else that I need to share with you.
Yes, please.
Yeah.
Please do. And stay on so I can tell you my dermatologist.
Oh, of course, honey. Yeah, don't you worry about that.
Okay.
Why don't you tell everybody real quick, just again, you said your Instagram, but tell us where we can find you.
Please,
plug Dummy one more time. Let everybody know where they can watch it. Anything like that.
Okay. Please watch Dummy on Quibi, which is an app that you download to your phone, but you can cast it to your TV so you can watch it that way. If you do watch it on your phone, I'm going to recommend watching it horizontal, not vertical, because you can watch it either way.
Cute.
Watch it horizontal. You're going to see more. It's better composition. And like I said, free 2 weeks if you sign up soon. Don't even have to put in your credit card. Quibi, it's an app. Then I would love to have more followers on my Instagram, which is @normal, like a normal person, normal Heller, H-E-L-L-E-R. And if you go to it, you can see my pull-up fail.
I was about to say, this would be a fun way for us to all check in about how the pull-ups are going.
Yes. And I would love all of you guys, all the honeys, to keep me accountable. Like I want to be doing pull-ups soon. I want to be doing...
I love that for you. You know, I need to do a lot of upper body strength. I just feel like my arms are just really squishy. And personally, my doctor even said, hey, you should do some weights. So I'm going to start doing more weights.
I mean, you have a model body, so you...
Well,
are just...
but you got to be healthy. You got to have like a healthy amount of, you know...
You got to have some strength. I feel you.
You got to have some strength. Like,
yeah.
What I always say to the honeys is, like, if there's a zombie apocalypse, well, let's be honest, we're kind of in an apocalypse now.
I know.
We got to be ready to run.
I know.
That's scary to realize that if something happens, you're stuck. I got to work on that cardio.
I know.
I got to get the arms strong.
You know what? I've started sleeping in a underwire free, like a sports bra.
Because
if I got to run in the middle of the night, I can't run without some support with these puppies. So now, and
I heard Busy Phillips ties her tennis shoes to her bedpost in case there's an earthquake.
Wow. I should do that.
Why not?
I got a flashlight by the bed. I keep my glasses next to the bed in case I have to run and don't have time to put my contacts in. But the tennis shoes are smart. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. Listen, I'm looking out for you.
I love it.
Yeah.
I love it. All right.
Okay. Well, this has been an amazing conversation. I expected nothing less. Everybody watch Dummy on Quibi. Everybody follow Cody. Cody, thank you for being here.
Thank you,
I'm about to get all the info on our dermatologist. Oh, yeah. You don't get to hear it. It's
sorry, honeys.
Everybody remember that you deserve to be happy. Yeah, I'm talking to you. Yeah, you.
Yeah.
I'm talking to you. And don't forget to cream that neck and keep your fringe fresh.
Star Bands Audio, a podcast network.